welcome to this week's edition of the Video News InScreen Media Podcast. This is Will Richmond from Video News, and as always, Colin Dixon from InScreen Media is with me on the line. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Will. Are you feeling pretty confident about the Patriots on Sunday?
We're all feeling pretty confident up here in the Boston area, Colin, needless to say. I don't want to be cocky, but I think it's going to be Patriots pretty easy.
And you? Well, that's certainly what the bookies say, so I guess we'll have to wait and see if that actually turns out to be. You never know.
By the way, speaking of the game, Colin, just a quick side note. Have you caught any of the Tom versus Time series on Facebook Watch about Tom Brady and his commitment to the game?
I have not watched any, I'm afraid, no.
Yeah, I highly recommend it, and for our listeners as well, whether you're a Brady or Patriots fan or not, it's an inside look at how he approaches the game, and it really shows why he's the quarterback that he is. It's pretty fascinating.
I will have to check it out. I wanted to tell our listeners, Will, real quick about a new white paper that's available for free from the InScreen Media website. Europe is trying to create a single content market, and there's a new white paper talking about some new EU travel portability rules that come into force in a couple of months. And if you are delivering video into Europe, or your clients are, you should probably take a look at this. It's called Global Media Dealing with the EU Travel Portability and the Digital Single Market. And it's available for free from the InScreen Media website. But we are staying on the sports theme this week, right?
We are. And we're recording here on Thursday. This morning, just got news that Fox has announced it will have the broadcast rights to NFL Thursday night football games for the next 5 years, a deal that is reportedly worth over $3 billion. So we're going to talk a little bit about that deal today in the context of live sports being TV's firewall, or maybe not, right?
You bet, you bet. So fill us in. What exactly is the deal? Because, of course, Amazon had the Thursday night online rights last season, and there was and the Thursday night game was also available on CBS and Fox alternately, and I think on NFL Network as well. So it was pretty complicated. So that's changing?
Yeah. So the headline here, Colin, is that the last couple of seasons, NBC and CBS have split the Thursday night rights, and the 2 years prior to that, CBS had them alone. So in this new deal, Fox is reportedly going to be paying over $3 billion, which works out to an average of around $60 million per game on Thursday night over the 5 years. NBC and CBS in the past couple of years were paying about $45 million a game, so it's up about 30% from the past couple of years. And just back as recently as 2014-2015, CBS had the deal alone, and it was paying about $37.5 million per game. So pretty rapid increase over these last few years. And clearly it sort of figures into this notion of live TV as being TV's firewall against changing viewer behaviors and the rise of SVOD viewing. And you and I have, I think, talked about this firewall concept many times over the years. And there's no question that as the industry has come to really believe in this firewall concept, it's been a boon for sports rights holders and leagues and everyone in the value chain, because TV networks have just driven up the cost of these rights over and over again over these last, 10, 15, 20 years. And that's actually led to what I've written about a number of times, the so-called multi-billion-dollar sports tax, the idea that pay TV subscribers who aren't even sports fans are paying for a lot of these sports rights deals, because of course these networks like ESPN and others are bundled into the multi-channel bundle, and so they're paying for those networks even though they may never really watch them. So it's been quite a rise for sports rights deals. But as I wrote about this deal, Colin, I sort of feel like it might be the last big heyday here in a sense, because Fox is in this unusual situation now where they are divesting themselves of a bunch of assets to Disney, which leaves them as kind of a smaller company, more broadcast and sports oriented. They are, as with all linear networks, having trouble hanging on to audience. And so they had more incentive than ever to go for another big sports deal. And it looks like that's exactly what they've done. But the irony is that actually viewership of NFL games has been decreasing over the past couple of years. So Fox is paying more even as fewer people are watching NFL. And Moffitt Nathanson, analyst, published some interesting data just earlier this week that showed that over the past 2 years, all NFL viewing is down 13%. Sunday night's down the most at minus 27%. And Thursday night's been down by 13%. So there are all types of reasons for why this is happening. There's, you know, NFL-specific product reasons, whether it's the games are too long or they're too violent, or the role of the player protests, the lack of star players, the list goes on and on. But then there are these bigger industry dynamics that seem to finally be catching up with the NFL as well. And certainly you have to look at the rise of cord cutting, which means millions of viewers that would have been pay TV viewers and had access to those games on broadcast are no longer able to watch unless they put up an antenna. You've had the rise of all the ad-free SVOD viewing. And you look at Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu alone are going to spend $15 billion on content in 2018. Those services just get more and more valuable all the time. And of course, a lot of that is ad-free. And then you just look at all the different other ways to spend time now, whether it's gaming or watching esports or just flipping through YouTube stuff or doing social media. There's a lot of competition for time these days. And it seems like NFL ratings are finally getting impacted by that. But that did not deter Fox, which, again, is in this somewhat unusual position. No doubt there will be a digital deal for the Thursday night games as well. This past season, of course, Amazon had those rights. The prior season, Twitter had them. And those games on Thursday night are also, of course, available on NFL Network. So they're not even the exclusive rights for Fox, which is also interesting here. But that's sort of the rundown of what's going on in my sort of top-level analysis. Colin, what's your take?
Well, Will, this is not just a U.S. thing. That's the first thing. Operators around the world are really looking to sports to help be the anchor to keep people subscribed. For example, in the UK, BT paid almost £1 billion or $1.4 billion in 2015 for the rights to deliver 42 Premier League games during the following 3 years. And in fact, that deal's just up, and it's widely expected that the digital players will also be in there bidding too. And of course, BT goes up against Sky in the UK market. So there's plenty of competition for those rights. So they're likely to go up pretty strongly as well. And not only is it a worldwide phenomenon, it's not restricted to pay TV operators. We've seen Verizon, who just paid $2 billion for a 5-year license to distribute live NFL games to mobile devices. So, and of course, I should also mention the Olympics. NBCU paid $7.7 billion in 2014 for the rights to deliver the Olympics through 2013. And, you know, it's not just restricted to operators and to some of the networks who are pinning their hopes on it, and also to just the US. But the fact that the viewership is falling for all of these is also true. What we're seeing, for example, with the Olympics, there was a 15% decrease between 2016 Rio Games and the London Games. The London Games averaged 31.1 million viewers over the 17-day event, and by 2016 that was down to 26 million. And actually, thinking about it, you would have expected the viewership to go up because Rio is much closer time zone to most of the US than the UK. You, of course, mentioned the NFL dip, but the Premier League is down too. Premier League saw a 17% drop in viewership in the 2016-2017 season. And it's also dropping this season as well. So, and not only that, Premier League viewership is down in the US. It's down 17% as well in the US. So with sports rights going up so much and the competition increasing so much and the viewership going down, well, you know, this really isn't something that we've seen a lot of, where you're paying more for something that is apparently worth less, right? It's pretty confusing.
Well, confusing on the one hand, but understandable on the other, given the situation that Fox and the other TV networks find themselves in with all these competitive crosswinds coming at them, right? So Fox is going to be a much smaller company going forward after the Disney deal closes, assuming, of course, that it does close. And as we've, I think, talked about before on the podcast, the number of high-profile sports rights deals that are even available, given the long-term nature of that some of these deals are under, right, some of these rights are under now, these deals are very hard and scarce to get. So looks like Fox just decided that it was worth it to step up here and really go for it. Now, whether they can make that $60 million per game back and earn a profit on it is a whole other question, because of course, the way that this works, and this is an old story in the pay TV industry, is that Fox will now turn around and try to get rate increases from the pay TV operators. They'll want more retransmission fee, consent fee payments to cover this deal. They'll argue that the quality of the channel is higher because it carries the Thursday night games now. And of course, they'll go to advertisers and they'll try to get more money from them. But certainly with the rise of cord cutting and the pressure that operators are under to keep prices static, given the competition from low-cost SVOD, et cetera, they're going to be in no mood to pay Fox more. And advertisers, similarly, if it's a smaller audience because fewer people are tuning in, they're going to be paying less as well. So it's a little hard to figure out how the profit equation works out for Fox here, but given all the factors in the market, it's not terribly surprising that they sort of went for it here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing, right, Will? Fox's did this. Verizon's Tim Armstrong, he was talking about the deal, and he considers it a really good deal. He said, "I would argue a five-year deal for NFL is money really well spent to drive Verizon and its core strategy." So it seems like the investment, it's such a large investment, but the companies still view it as a solid one. Because it helps them with so many of their other objectives. It helps get people watching and keep people, you know, coming to their services. And you know, if you really want to see a great illustration of that, it's the way Comcast leverages, Comcast, of course, owns NBCU. And it's the way Comcast leverages that sort of advantage of owning those rights through NBCU to make X1 better. They did a fabulous job in the last Olympics, and they're doing the same with the Winter Olympics, where basically they're bringing in, NBC is providing all of the events live online as they've done in years past. And what Comcast is doing is just wrapping this up in a great Olympic experience on the X1 set-top box, so that it sort of pulls together all of the linear television coverage and all of the live coverage into a really seamless experience, driven by voice, with a nice dashboard, and you know, makes it really, really nice for the consumers to use. And boy, you can see why Comcast would want to do that, looking at the results that they had in pay TV last year. They lost 188,000 video subscribers last year.
Right. I agree with all that, Colin. And I think for Comcast, because of the NBC owning NBCU and how it can be leveraged across X1, it makes perfect sense. And certainly we've talked about, and I'm an X1 user, we talked about how nice a job Comcast has made the Olympics and other sports on X1 in the past. But of course, Fox is not Comcast. It doesn't have an X1 or a pay TV business or a triple play business that it's trying to defend. It's basically just got its ad revenue and it's got its, you know, affiliate fees and retransmission consent fees that it gets from operators. So it's flying a little bit more without a net when it bids up these sports rights as it's now done. So it'll be interesting to see how this one unfolds. One other piece on this, Colin, is that this is a five-year deal, and we have not seen a deal for Thursday Night Football last as long as that in the recent past. These prior deals have just been like two-year type deals. So Fox is even sort of going further out on the risk spectrum by going out 5 years. But there you have it. Meanwhile, can't talk about sports without also mentioning we've got the Super Bowl, the advertising bonanza of the year, coming up on Sunday night. And Colin, I'm going to be watching the ads once again this year, seeing if advertisers are embracing any sort of cross-screen or interactive opportunities. That's something that I've always been a little bit mystified with these expensive Super Bowl ads that are now like $5 or $6 million a pop, is that they've always just seemed mostly like you watch it on the TV, but there isn't really a cross-screen or any sort of interactive opportunity. So, you know, it's certainly great that they get more viewership than they've ever gotten before. And they're certainly more as creative as they've ever been. But the ability to act on them or inability to act on them has always been a little bit of a mystery to me. So I'll be watching this Sunday night to see if anything changes this year. How about you?
Well, I certainly hope I can. I have to be on the road to get down to LA for something on Monday, but so I'll probably be my Super Bowl will probably be all streamed this year, which should be fun. But I do remember that last year Fox did run an experiment where they were selling ads, local ads during the Super Bowl on the digital stream. Now, I didn't actually see these ads in my market. They said it was affiliate by affiliate, so it may just have been that it wasn't happening in my market. But Fox did, I think, run a trial at least of selling local ads. I think it was Fox last year, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Fox had the game last year, I think.
Yeah. So it can be done, but I certainly have heard absolutely nothing about that happening this year, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. And then, of course, once the Super Bowl is over, we're going to roll right into the Olympics.
We are, and that should be a big bonanza as well. But I note that all of the online coverage is only available to pay TV subscribers, and I am no longer a pay TV subscriber, at least not to traditional pay television. I'm relying entirely now on stream services like Sling TV and Hulu Live. So I think I'm going to be missing out on that online coverage this year. So that'll be interesting.
No luge runs for you this year, it sounds like.
I guess not. I guess I'll just have to catch that on rerun on the regular TV channels.
All right. Well, Colin, I think we're just about out of time, but certainly this whole Fox $3 billion-plus deal for the Thursday night games shows once again how really tied into the whole pay TV ecosystem model the TV networks are, and you know, how they're sort of fighting to hang on to audience as much as they can, and that to me shows that sort of the more things change, the more they stay the same in the industry, doesn't it?
It does, and it also shows the fact that viewership to these premium sports are falling just about at the same rate as we're seeing regular linear TV falling, shows that the two are so closely bound together that, you know, as one goes, it seems, so does the other.
All right. Well, Colin, we'll cheer on the Patriots here in New England. You can do whatever you want on Sunday night.
There's no question about that, Will. And I think like probably the rest of the country will be very pleased to see a change in Super Bowl victories.
Don't bet on it is all I'd have to say to you. But
I won't.
Good chatting as always, Colin. And thanks, everybody, for listening in on this week's edition of the Video News End Screen Media podcast. And we'll see you all again next week.